This week, we'll look a little deeper into Port Townsend's gardening community. We'll hear about Rosewind's community garden and also about the area's first community garden in the North Beach neighborhood.
What started out as a hobby has turned into a financial bonus.
That's Fran Post of Port Townsend's Rosewind Co-Housing Group. Rosewind is a cluster of 23 houses on 9 acres within Port Townsend. The motivations are many, but combating rising grocery prices has turned out to be an important one. Dan Post, Fran's husband, keeps the books and runs the numbers for us.
So we contribute $30 a month to the garden, and we get hundreds of dollars worth of produce out. We have a garden manager who is a local farmer. She works for us 4 hours a week. She explains what needs to be done, and she trains us. We know a lot more about vegetable gardening now.
And how do you distribute the proceeds?
Well, people generally can take as much as they want, except for some crops that come in all at once, like garlic and onions. People harvest for themselves, except some people who are unable to come down to the garden because of disabilities. We harvest for them.
Produce-wise, I buy very little at the market, even the farmer's market. In fact, we love to go to the farmer's market, and we always felt so guilty for not buying anything. We just became members.
So, Fran, you're doing something beyond just eating what comes out of the garden in season, I gather.
Very much so. We've been eating year-round out of this garden, and then particularly in the summer, I have gotten more and more and more involved with putting food by to carry us through the winter.
Why not just go down to the supermarket?
There's a number of reasons. Financial reasons are a big part of it. And it's important to me that I eat organically. So by growing and preserving our food ourselves, we're able to save a fair amount of money.
So that's a significant benefit financially, as well as knowing where your food comes from.
The environmental aspects, the fact that, you know, we're not importing food on trucks or ships.
What are some of the social effects of the community garden?
Well, I think since it's our main activity here, besides our community meals, it certainly strengthens our community for those people who garden together. It's a big project, and we work on it year-round, and we enjoy working with each other.
The other garden we'll explore today is in the North Beach neighborhood. It was Port Townsend's first community garden. Marla Streeter explains what it took to self-organize the North Beach Garden.
Right now, there are 8 people that are involved, but there have been times when there are many more people involved with a sort of drop-in setup, and we discovered that didn't work very well. When I first started doing it, there was no plan, and I almost stopped doing it completely because we would have people plant things and then other people would dig them up not knowing they were there. The way that we originally started, I was in charge of the garden more or less, coordinating everything, sending out emails, and that ended up being way too much work. That worked for a while to get things off the ground, but it was an immensely difficult task. And so we have changed the model in the garden to one in which each gardener is responsible for all aspects of certain crops. Every year we assess how many people eat what things before we decide how much we're going to plant. And so as the members of the garden change, we change what we plant. But I would say that one of the reasons that these community gardens are succeeding as well as they are is that there are a few people who have been farmers for many years. They're sort of the local gurus, and people can go to them for gardening advice that is based on local information, not just something out of a book that is generalized. And I really cannot say how much I appreciate the answers to many questions that these folks have given us.
The active management and leadership of Rosewind and the pea patch we heard about last time contrast with the self-organizing community gardens. Each of them fills a niche in the ecosystem that is community gardening. And each has its challenges, but the rewards are pretty clear. For One World Report, this is Tom Allen.